This is TWiT.
I've been putting off the big story because I don't even want to talk about it, but I guess we have to. You all probably, if you follow tech news, know that last week a Googler, at the time unnamed Googler, posted on an internal board a memo about why he felt Google. Now I'm going to try to phrase this in a neutral way. Why he felt that Google was barking down the wrong path with its diversity initiatives and was perhaps too politically correct about it to do a good job. He wasn't anti-diversity. He said right up front, I'm not against diversity. I'm not against an attempt to make the workplace more diverse. But we have to understand the difference between men and women. And I think a lot of people read it and took it as women are not suited for tech jobs. That, of course, got an immediate response, loud, vociferous response. Gizmodo somehow got the actual memo and published it. Yonatan Zunger, former senior engineer.
Recently former.
Yeah, we didn't even know he wasn't there until he wrote this piece and said,
brilliant guy.
I could talk now because I'm not there anymore, so I can talk in a way I wouldn't. Completely dismissed, A, the factual material in the memo, and B, said the guy should be fired because this is destructive to Google. The VP Diversity at Google put out initially a memo saying, you know, this is unacceptable. And Sundar Pichai, apparently the CEO of Google, came back from a family holiday to address the issue, and they ended up firing the person who wrote the memo. It's a 10-page screed, at which point Julian Assange immediately offered him a job at WikiLeaks, saying he was a victim of the politically correct culture of the United States. Have I summarized that? I think that's pretty much where we stand today. There have been articles since, both in his favor and against him. I'm not going
to
use his
name. I think to describe this as neutral is, like, you cannot describe what he did as neutral in a neutral fashion, because what he did was basically take a position which, fine, let's talk about Google's diversity efforts, but the way he decided to do the conversation was by saying, it was the equivalent of me walking into a place and saying, hey, let's talk about crime statistics, and then saying something terrible about Black people, right, and accusing all of them of being a problem or not up to white people crime standards or something equally horrifying. So to even describe this in neutral terms, I think gives it way more credit than it should even get. This is a terrible piece of writing in terms of just spewing hate in points that are directly from men's rights activists. But two, doing it in such a way that if any reasonable person had decided to take issue with the company's policy by doing it like this, they should be fired. This is not a reasonable thing to do, because anyone reading that memo is going to be like, holy cow, I work with a guy who's a total kind of misogynistic jerk. I would say bigger, worse words, but I won't. I get that people are like, oh, let's argue the science. I'm like, screw the science. He is wrong. He doesn't address all of the issues behind the science. And B, the way he did this was like dropping a bomb in his workplace. His colleagues are going to have to clean that up.
I'm not sure. What I don't know, maybe you do, but I don't know. He posted it, we're told, on a meme board, an internal board, and then an internal equivalent of Google Plus. I don't know if it was not. I don't know if this was sent to every single person at the company or it was posted in a discussion group for this. Yeah, everybody could see it, I gather, but okay. I don't know even. And
if he sent it to 10 people, one of them is a woman, then there's a hostile workplace. So, and if they're all men, then they're kind of conspirators. It doesn't matter how many in Google.
Okay.
And think about when Facebook posted their wall where they had their wall where employees could write stuff. And then suddenly when Zuck had to come down and say, hey, guys, you cannot. I think, was it White Lives Also Matter? Or someone took a stance and wrote on the wall.
Oh, I forgot that.
He is a CEO. He had a responsibility to come in and say, guys, That is not our culture. That is not okay.
Right. And that's kind of what Google did. And of course, we should stipulate immediately that Google, as a private company, has the right to fire the person or the right to discipline the person, has the right to react any way it chooses. There's no free speech in the workplace in that sense.
Right.
So he's not, you know, what he wrote was not protected because he published it on a company board. So, I don't think anybody would dispute that much of what he said was hurtful and inaccurate about women, saying things like women have a higher tendency to anxiety. So if you're going to have them in a tech job, you should have them in a place where it's less anxious. Women are extroverted. Men are introverted. That's blatant, obviously not generally is it true. Neuroticism, higher anxiety, lower stress tolerance. This may contribute to the higher levels of anxiety. I don't want to get Stacey upset. So
he seen a Woody Allen movie? I know. That man's entire yeah. oom?
Well, okay. So a couple of things. First of all, and he even says this, these are generalities, but you're generalizing about a gender, just like generalizing about a race is offensive to people.
But Stacey's onto something else here, which is really important, which is and I could barely get through the damn thing because it was so badly written.
Yeah, I couldn't read the whole thing either. I tried.
So that's part of the case going on here. Yeah. Whether it's political or technology, the Venn diagram we're getting here of the so-called men's rights movement, which is, as a man, I will say, is BS. We've had plenty of rights for plenty of time, and it's a reaction to feminism. It's a reaction to a perceived loss of power. It's a reaction to all kinds of things, like nationalism, like racism. Misogyny fits in there, and so there's a set of dog whistles. There's a set of ways to talk, and when I criticized it, then boom, I got it on Twitter like that, right? Mm-hmm. And so what's disturbing to me. So that exists and that has a voice now because social enables it. It enables lots of things, good and bad. I'm okay with that.
I think there's I think we could clearly say there's a tenor in this country right now to tolerate speech that we would not have tolerated 10 years ago.
Well, that itself is an argument, right? Because if you go to NRO, National Review, and others, they're decrying his firing as a lack of free speech and as political correctness. But the point I'm trying to make here for the show that's relevant. So don't send me your emails. I'm being relevant.
Oh, send them emails anyway. you think that's going to stop them?
What disturbs me is the connection of the technology industry, because it's not gender diverse, and the so-called men's rights movement and the misogyny that is inherent in that, and how they come together, and the whole Gamergator world around technology and men, and technology not being open to, respectful of women. That's a huge cultural problem, not just for the individual companies. But I don't think you can take this one guy, as The Atlantic did, and said, well, this shows the horrible core of Google and the horrible core of technology.
I want to propose something. I was going to go – because, first of all, if you just go to the end of his memo and look at his suggestions, I think we can clearly throw out the bogus sociological crap he's throwing in there, although people with some – are defending him.
There are people with expertise defending him. There are also people with expertise saying he's full of crap.
So
that's why we're throwing that out.
There's some debate about it, but we're just going to throw that out.
I'm not even going to call
it. Would you agree with, he says, my larger point is we have an intolerance for ideas and evidence that don't fit a certain ideology. Would you agree with that?
No, because he's using my ideas and freedom of expression to espouse stereotypes, bigoted thinking.
Well,
yeah.
He then says, I'm not saying we should restrict people to certain gender roles. I'm advocating for quite the opposite. I couldn't disagree with this line. Treat people as individuals, not as just another member of their group. Tribalism.
That's fine. But he, in this memo, lumped women under an entire group who's bad at engineering. So I love the fact that he's like, oh, yeah, let's all be individuals.
But let's not do that. Women are
extroverted, neurotic.
So here's what I'm going to propose. So maybe we'll diffuse this a little bit. Technology and frankly, business in general, but technology particularly has been a male playing field for so long that we have a certain picture of it. And people who have grown up in the industry have a picture of how it looks, how the workplace looks, how the product that we create looks. On Windows Weekly, I said it's like we for years have been operating with a black screen in white text. You know, just, it's been in black and white. And it's, and then all of a sudden, people are saying, no, but we want to make it a rainbow. We want to include everybody. We want technology to reflect all the people in the world, not just this white, you know, short sleeve, pocket protector, skinny black tie, nerd glasses.
Speaking of stereotyping, group. But keep going.
Well, but, it, you know, that's the IBM
yeah.
thing, you know. And I think what we're saying is it should be in rainbows. And it's upsetting to people who say, but no, but tech is this way. And that's, I think that this is what this guy really at
so
bottom
is
saying.
On this, I'm just going to.
Okay. He's, but I feel like what he's saying is he doesn't know it. But what he's saying is this is how it looks. This is how it should look. This is how it's always looked. This is how it feels good and right to me.
This is how I don't want to change.
And what we're saying, to him is, I understand. What I would say is, I understand why you'd feel that way, but there is, it could be so much more, and there's so much more opportunity with diversity, not just gender diversity, but racial diversity, national origin, that the melting pot is a melting pot of many colors. It could be so much more interesting. Yes, it doesn't look like what it used to look like. That's upsetting to people. But the opportunity is so much better that it's worth opening up your mind to that idea.